You took off when you were 14 to go hitchhiking, right?
Yeah, I decided when I was about 14, and I was in Hagerman going to school. And I decided I wanted to join a revolution that was going on in South America. I had read about it, and I thought, well, it's warm down there, it's nice, you know, that would be good to go down there. So I thought, well, I think I can do that. So I told my mother, I'm going down to South America. I didn't tell her what I was going there for, but I wanted to go see it. And she didn't want me to go, and I told her, I've got to go. I want to go, and I've got time. School's out, so I can go to South America. And I can walk from here, or you could drive me over to Twin Falls to the bridge where I could hitchhike. I've heard of hitchhiking, and it's okay. They do it around here. So she's still crying again. She took me to the edge of the Twin Falls Bridge, across from Hagerman to Buell to the bridge, and there's where the big road was. And so I had a couple of bags and got out. And I thought maybe I'd made a mistake. I thought, well, I can go back and do this some other time. But then I thought, no, let's do it now. It's summer, you know, it's early. I can get back and go to school if I have to. My mother took me there and left me and cried. And I thought, you hitchhike by putting your hand up. So I did. I hitchhiked, and I went and got a ride into Twin Falls, the city of Twin Falls, and that was a pretty big town. But it was so big, I didn't want to stay there, so I just kept going. So I made it across Wyoming, and I went as far as Oklahoma.
How did you get food?
I had a little bit of money, and so I would go and somebody would sell me a sandwich every now and then. And I would go get water and sandwiches. I hiked out of there and headed south or further south. And that next place was Hot Springs, Arkansas.
And that was very different from anything you knew, wasn't it?
Wow. Well, that was civilization. It was very, very different. Yeah, Hot Springs was kind of nice.
So what would finally send you home after you'd been having all these kinds of adventures?
Oh, I had a father who was a very nice guy. He told me, okay, I'm going to send you $50 that you can get a bus ride with. And so he would usually wire me the money, and I would go get a bus ticket and ride back. Did I ever tell you about my alligator?
Yeah, but go ahead and tell other people about your alligator.
Well, we went, it was one of those trips, and I had come back across to New Orleans, and I was playing around New Orleans, and I bought an alligator. It was a small alligator that came in a box. And I thought, gee, that'd be kind of nice to have that at home. I knew I was going to go home, so I had money for a bus. And so I had the alligator, which I took care of and carried it. And there was that moment, which was a good one, that two people up ahead of me in the bus, he and she were having a real bad argument. And I thought, oh, this is terrible stuff. And, you know, she was really being misused, I thought. And they stopped the bus, and then it was a bus regular stop, I guess. And they got off. I remember the words were, I had the lady sitting next to me. I said, ma'am, these people really need some help. I'd like to go see if I can help them a little. Would you hold my alligator for me? She said, oh, yes. She held my alligator. And I went out and talked to these people, and I helped settle them down a little bit. And they got along with me, and I went back and got my alligator, brought it home. And my mother never forgave me for bringing an alligator back to the house.